Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
It's indeed the Todd Starr Show, and boy, do I love this American, well, everything. I don't care what you put after that. This America, this American citizen, this American family, this American adventure, this American success story, this American story of exceptionalism, I love it all. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my my longtime dear friend, Todd Starnes. You know, he's out and about promoting Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? That is his latest book. And if you have not ordered it as of yet, I would urge you in the strongest possible terms, you go right now. Don't waste any time. ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. You get yourself a copy of the book. You know, Todd is in this existential debate, if you will. Can America be saved? Well, I've got a corollary to that. I got a little something that ties into that. And that is, does America want to be saved? How low will the Democrats go in order to maintain this path leading to the clear destruction of the United States as we know it? Now, ordinarily, I mean, you and I are decent people. Todd is a decent person. We grow up with certain values and beliefs. That's one of the things that you learn as a person of faith. Well, some things are right and some things are wrong. There has to be an ultimate decision maker, right? Somebody says to you, that is wrong. I say somebody. Now, you might think, oh, it's something. It's the cosmos, Jeff. But all right, look, use whatever terminology you use. I will utilize the name God. But God says, hey, that's wrong. Don't do that. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to write down a list. Any other, like really strong suggestions? You got about 10 of them. Okay, yeah, that's good. All right, we'll do these 10 and we go on with our lives. But there has to be a point where you know this is right and this is wrong. Now, the Democrats in the United States have blurred those lines in such a way that there is no longer right and wrong. In fact, their whole mindset is that everything is fungible. No, oh, it's all sort of squiggly. There's nothing clear here. What feels good for you? What's right for you? I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I don't care what you think happens to be right. I know what is right, and I know what is wrong, and for me, those things are never in question. And I'm never going to vote for a candidate or a party that looks at things I know are wrong and says we're going to make them right. Well, they're all good. But that's where they're aiming. And that's why I say, as Todd has written another stellar book, sure to be a bestseller, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Are there people in America who do not want America to be saved? The answer is yes. And how low will the Democrats go to make sure that certain things are, well, destroyed? I don't know that there is a bottom, and that frankly, is terrifying. There was a time, And I know I'm going to sound like your grandfather, way back when, but it really wasn't way back when. This is when I was a kid. Well, maybe it is way back when, if you talk to my boys. But certainly as I was a kid growing up in the Oxford Circle section of Philadelphia, blue collar, working class. Now, we were all Democrats, just FYI. Because at the time, we were told Republicans, well, they were the country club people. They didn't like people who worked with their hands. They were bad people, and they were all just filthy rich, and you could never have any of them. I mean, that's the way I was raised. But the weird part about it is, as I got older, of course, and started investigating things of my own, and then I saw Ronald Reagan reached out to Democrats like me and said, hey, why don't you come over here? You're welcome over here. See, when I was a little baby talk show host 1,000 years ago, because I've been doing this, I did the math the other day, 32 years. That's a long time. I'm tired. No, but it is a long time. And I think back to that point when I was just a little baby talk show host, like a radio version of a puppy, and the late, great Rush Limbaugh did a recorded promotional announcement for me. And he said, next up, because Rush, of course, was on in this very time slot that Todd now occupies. So on from noon to 3, and I was on in the afternoon, 3 to 6. He says, I want you to stick around, listen to Jeff Katz next. It's coming up at 3. He is a conservative Democrat. And then he chuckled. That Rush left. There is no such thing. And at first I thought, hey, wait a minute, Mr. Limbaugh, who the heck are you to say that? And you know what I realized? He was right. And so that's where we are today. A lot of people just don't like party labels. I understand that. And in all candor, if people were to say to me, well, Jeff, define who you are. Where is that label coming up? Like, first up on the top of the list, child of God, husband, father, American. That whole Republican thing is pretty far down on the list. But if we are going to save this country, if we are going to save America, then we've got to put aside some of the nonsense, and we've got to be focused on that prize. We have to understand what is at stake here, and we have to band together. Regardless of what label you may or may not attach to yourself, if you look at where we are today, and you're thinking to yourself, well, this is perfect. This is exactly where we should be. The economy is in shambles. People who should be proud of our nation, people who should be excited about where we could go. But there are people who are looking at where we are and saying, yeah, this is good. Let's keep crashing the economy. Let's make sure that nobody's got money in their pocket. Let's make sure that nobody can take care of their own children. I am based here in Central Virginia, News Radio WRVA, which is Todd's home, his affiliate here in the greater Richmond area. And just the other day, we had 9 thoroughly useful idiots chain themselves together and plant their rear ends on Interstate 95. And they delayed traffic and kept those roadways closed down for the better part of 3.5 hours. And it was during the morning rush hours, right around 7 o'clock. And I thought, well, does that not explain it all to everyone? The idiots there, the 9 useful idiots who have chained themselves together and planted their rear ends in the middle of the freeway, they don't care about the people who are trying to go to work, because that's who's on that road at that point. These are people who are either going to work during the day, or coming home from an overnight shift. In addition to that, it's a road that's utilized by ambulances and fire engines and police vehicles. How many people did they put in danger? How many lives did they potentially cost? That should explain it all. They do not care at all about human life, about what has made America special. And they are determined, I am so sad to say it, but they are determined to continue destroying what has been accomplished. It's one of the reasons that Todd's book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved, is such an important read. And I want to urge you, again, go online right now, toddstarns.com, get yourself a copy of that book. Give you a heads up, everything that I will be chatting about today as I'm sitting in for my friend Todd, I will have up on social media. So I am going to ask you a favor. If you would head over to Facebook and like or follow The Jeff Katz Show, that would be fantastic. I would really appreciate it. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Give that a like, give that a follow. And again, everything we're going to be talking about today is right up there. We've got the links there. Easy enough to find it. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And if you're over on X, I'm there as well. Just it's Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. Now, we've got some wonderful folks who are joining us today. We've got a state representative out of South Carolina who I am telling you right now, I feel like I would vote for him for anything he was seeking. He's a state representative by the name of Adam Morgan. He's got a video out there which has gone absolutely positively viral. Everybody's watching going, that's the guy. Because he's explaining to one of the leftists, hey, you know what? I represent my people. I represent the district. I don't represent you or a bunch of bureaucrats. It's beautiful. And he's going to join us in a couple of moments from now. We've got Congressman Ben Klein, who is going to be here. He's part of the House Judiciary Committee. He was there as special counsel Robert Hur was telling all the Democrats, oh, no. I did not exonerate anybody. What I said was that Joe Biden is such a befuddled, bumbling, delusional, dementia-ridden guy. All right, we're paraphrasing, of course. But what he said was Joe Biden just wouldn't be convicted. Not because he didn't do these things, but because no jury in their right mind, full of love and compassion for people who are not up to speed, would look at him and go, oh, yeah, we gotta send him to jail. They just wouldn't do it. So we'll have Congressman Ben Klein on about that. A good friend of mine, former congressman and former dean of the business school out at Liberty University, Dave Brack, because the economic numbers continue to crater. They're just awful. He's got some insight. Oh, and Joe Moreno, who I always describe as the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, he will be with us. I want him to explain to us what's really going on in Georgia. Because a judge there, as I understand it, just dismissed like six of these Fannie Willis nonsensical charges against former President Trump. So that is what we've got today. Again, if you'd like to jump ahead, check out all the stories, follow the links. You can do that on X. Follow Jeff Katz Show, please. Jeff Katz Show over on X. And on Facebook, follow and like The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show. And of course, you ought to be checking out ToddStarns.com multiple times each and every day. From the Liberty University studios, it is Jeff Katz in for Todd Starnes. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. Coming up in a couple of moments, we've got South Carolina State Representative Adam Morgan, who is going to be joining us. If you haven't seen the video yet of him just sort of laying down the law, explaining it all for everybody, go to toddstarns.com and check it out. It's inspiring. It really, really is. Again, you'll find that over at toddstarns.com. Now, you're not going to find me wearing one of those three-cornered hats. I'm just sorry, I'm not going to do it. But the reality is I could do it because I'm going to be a little bit like Paul Revere today. I've got a warning for everyone who is a parent, everyone who is a grandparent. It comes to us from our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. What if I land it too? If I see the sneaky public school officials are coming. If you have a child in the public school system, ADF should be on your speed dial. And if you don't need them today, you might very well in the future. That's what happened to some parents in the Madison, Wisconsin Metropolitan School District. Taxpayer-funded teachers and administrators conspired to keep parents in the dark about their efforts to encourage first-grade students to consider switching genders. It was official policy, but as you'll hear, the school district tried to hide it for moms and dads.
To keep parents as in the dark as possible, the policy instructed teachers to file the plan in their own confidential records, not in student records, which parents have a legal right to see. In response to this abuse of power and dereliction of duty by the Madison Public School District, 14 parents, with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, together with lead counsel from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, sued the district to uphold the fundamental rights of parents.
Wow. Wow. Well, that was what happened in Madison, Wisconsin. But think about what if public school officials in your town are plotting to keep you in the dark about how they are secretly counseling your kids on gender issues. And why does it matter to you? Well, because unless you won the lotto, the chances are you don't have the finances to wage a legal battle to uphold your freedoms and your rights as parents and grandparents. And that's where Alliance Defending Freedom steps in. Here's what you do. You go to toddstarns.com right now. You make a generous gift to support ADF. They get things done. In fact, they're headed back to the Supreme Court in just 2 weeks, battling for another client just like you, but not charging a dime for their legal services. Your generous gift will make it possible for ADF to keep standing up for courageous clients all across America. Just click the ADF banner at toddstarns.com, or if you would rather, you can phone your most generous gift to 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. But please do it today. And thank you for standing with ADF. Alliance Defending Freedom, the great people. They're doing work that needs to be done. And I sit here. I've got three children. Now, my boys are in college. I guess there's not much that I'm involved with other than apparently finance. I don't even get a sweatshirt from either one of these schools that they attend. And Julia, my princess, who just turned 21, chronologically, Julia is 21, developmentally. Julia is about 18 months old and always will be. So we don't have the same issues there. But I look at parents right now, and it was my generation of parents who sadly said they wanted to be buddies with their kids. I can't tell you how often I heard that, how often my wife, Heidi, heard that. Now, we're going to be friends with our children. Well, I got news for you. Number one, your children will not want you as friends. Number two, they will make friends on their own. Number three, which should really be number one, you have an obligation to raise your children. You have an obligation to teach your kids right from wrong. And if you can't handle that, then it has to be addressed. And if you choose not to handle that, man, that's really got to be addressed. You've seen the video, of course. ToddStarns.com has it, of this girl being beaten so brutally, savagely. You can actually hear, I swear, because I watched it a couple of times just to be sure. I am sure that I heard that girl's skull crack as it was being slammed on the sidewalk. And I thought, well, where were the parents Is there a mom involved? Is there a dad involved? Is there anybody that gives a darn about any of the kids who were standing around instead of getting in there and saving that girl? They were standing around and cheering and, I don't know, hooting and hollering and doing play-by-play and color commentary, but no, oh, and of course, filming on their phones, which I guess that was a good thing. Because now we have the evidence that it really did happen, but don't you think at some point somebody should have learned right from wrong and learned they should not do that? And if it was happening, they should step in and save them? Just a thought. South Carolina State Representative Adam Morgan joins us in just a moment. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Starnes, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now or go to ToddStearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom.
It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, very, very, very happy to be sitting in for my my dear friend, my longtime friend, Todd. Todd is crisscrossing America as we speak. His latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? It is a must-read. Yes, you should go to ToddStearns.com. I would do it right now. Get yourself a copy of the book because at the same time that you're over there, you can see the video that I saw that just, God, it blew my socks off. I was so impressed. State Representative Adam Morgan from South Carolina, and I'm thrilled to say that he's actually joining us on the Patriots Mobile Newsmaker line. State Representative, Mr. Morgan, Adam, you tell me what you want me to call you, but man, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's great to be with you.
Oh, listen, the pleasure is mine. I watched that video. And then I watched it again, and then I watched it again, and then I started sending it to everybody that I knew, and I pulled people. We had folks for dinner. I said, wait a minute, before we even get to the appetizer, you got to watch this. Tell everybody where that was, why it was. How did it come to pass?
Yeah, I think the reason it resonates with so many people is because my opponent in that debate just said the quiet part out loud. I mean, his disdain for constituents, I mean, that they think that government knows best, that we shouldn't listen to the folks back home, that unelected bureaucrats are somehow the ones who should be making decisions in the private sector. It was a debate over a massive deal that was coming to South Carolina called Scout Motors, where they were going to give $1.3 billion of tax money and incentives to bring this company here to make electric vehicles, which is an absolutely failing market. Everywhere, you know, in Europe and Ford, even in the U.S., these yep. different manufacturers are shutting down their productions, closing even factories like they're doing in the U.K., and yep. yet South Carolina is going to waste $1.3 billion of taxpayer money to try to coax a company here. I mean, it's corporate welfare. So what are we doing? So the conservatives of the Freedom Caucus, which I'm chair of, we opposed it. And the room was just so livid that we would dare oppose this crony deal, this record-breaking, massive expenditure of tax money, that they were coming very aggressively at me. And that was the head of the Democrat party in the House who jumped to his feet to just try to, you know, he was attempting to try to make me look like an idiot for opposing, you know, this amazing deal that he and the bureaucrats in Commerce had set up. And in the debate, he actually says, don't listen to the folks back home. Listen to the experts in commerce, which has just floored me and I think everybody else that watched the video.
So, Adam, as I watched that, I thought to myself, okay, he's talking about commerce. This is obviously a collection of bureaucrats, and you're so spot on. This is another example of that corporate welfare. People get livid when they hear about an individual ripping off the system, and here you have a company in cahoots, apparently, with your Department of Commerce. But what was so telling, and God bless you for doing it, as he said, you know, why would you listen? Don't listen to those people who elected you, and man, you stood your ground and you just laid it out for everyone.
Yeah, it really kind of set me off. I got pretty impassioned because just the disdain for our voters, and like, we are representatives. The whole point is that we are there to represent our constituents, the folks back home, and not unelected bureaucrats, experts, other legislators, multi-billion-dollar corporations. Because the truth is, when we give money to these companies, tax money, we have taken that money away from families and away from other businesses. And yep. Then we're going to go subsidize the businesses that we favor. Well, guess what? It's the ones that the lobbyists are coming and lobbying for us to put this money into. And mm-hmm. It's literally bringing socialism to the market. So what are we doing in a Republican-controlled state doing that? And the truth is, this is not a South Carolina specific issue. This is going across, happening across the country. It's happening with the federal government. And Republicans are just as bad as Democrats. I mean, they salivate over these crony deals. And it's time for conservatives to step up and say enough's enough. We're not going to let socialism continue to creep into our government and into our private sector. We're going to fight it. We're going to stand our ground. And you know what? When we speak truth, guess what happens? The public, I mean, the people that are sharing the video, it's not just people on the right. It's connecting with constituencies all over the place because people yep. are fed up of politicians who have disdain for their electorate and care more about the experts and what other legislators think than they do the people back home.
South Carolina State Representative Adam Morgan is joining us. Hopefully, by this point, you've watched the video at ToddStarnes.com. If not, take 2-3 minutes out of your day and get over there. Adam, you talked about Republicans. See, now I sit here as a loyal conservative, and I would be a supporter of the Republican Party. Generally speaking, I think we're better than the other side. But while I expect that sort of nonsense from the gentleman who argued with you, who leads the Democrats in your state house, what I wouldn't expect would be a bunch of Republicans going along with it. And when he refers repeatedly to commerce, is that coming from your Republican governor's office?
Yeah, it's coming from the legislature. So we create the Department of Commerce. We fund them. I mean, literally today we just had our big budget fight this whole week in South Carolina, and I put an amendment to cut a $10 million slush fund for the Commerce Department for them to just go use tax money however they want and to dole out to whatever favored corporations they see fit. And I tried to cut that funding, and the House Republicans, the caucus, joined with the Democrats, and only I think 17 to 20 or so Republicans actually opposed a slush fund of tax money to be given to favored corporations. That's in South Carolina. The problem is, though, that, like I said, it's not just a state-level thing. I'm running for Congress right now, too. And the federal level is just as bad. I mean, they subsidize the private sector. They throw things into ridiculous projects. You know, the one that people laugh about right now is the figuring out what gender butterflies are that they spend millions of dollars on.
Stop.
And the thing is,
no.
Wait. Don't fight that.
Adam, no, wait a minute. Wait. We are now spending money to determine the gender of butterflies? No, that has to be a joke. Has to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty, that's a Rand Paul clip where he was reading off the things that the federal government's spending. Oh, I mean, that's the most ludicrous one. But the reality is, I'm running in this race. I'm running against the Republican establishment hack who's been there for years. And he sponsored this bill that's going to use tax credits to implement the Green New Deal on the entire logging industry. And so you have Republicans joining with Democrats, even doing that. They're using this power that they have over the economy, the state power that they shouldn't be using, to try to coax companies into becoming new Green Deal compliant. And that's Republicans doing that. It's like, guys, get out of the private sector. When did Republicans start embracing socialism? Like, really, when did they start doing it? Like, we're supposed to be the party that that fights the creep of socialism at every turn, and yet here we are bringing in the radical belief systems of the left and playing and doing government planning in the private sector, and we've got to fight it.
Absolutely. Boy, it's just outrageous. State Representative Adam Morgan from South Carolina joining us in the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I don't know, do you give anybody a pass because they see SC, they thought it was Santa Claus instead of South Carolina, we're going to give all these little prizes and presents out. So you said you're running for Congress, you're running against an establishment sort of a guy. Todd's got a boatload of listeners in South Carolina, plus people across the nation who have seen you and are hearing you saying, hey, I can't vote in South Carolina, but I might be able to help this guy get his message out more. What's the best way for people to, you know, sort of touch base with you?
Yeah, check out VoteAdamMorgan.com. It's got all my campaign stuff on there. I mean, the differences between my opponent and I are stark. Just before my clip went viral, he was actually going viral because he was busted for securing a full taxpayer-funded DEI office in Congress funded by us. And he bragged about the fact that he wanted to bring discriminatory hiring practices based on race and lifestyle to all of Congress with our tax dollars. Meanwhile, I was fighting to gut all of the DEI funding in the budget and getting those practices, you know, banned in the state of South Carolina. And so it's like that's the thing. But people have to pay attention to these primaries. We all, you know, throw our hands up, you know, when we look and say, oh, we don't understand why, you know, our country's in the state it's in. It's because half the time you're not actually vetting your primary Republican candidates. Like, don't just believe candidates when they say, oh, I'm a conservative. Everybody says that. Do they actually fight for what matters? Can they actually win on issues? Will they speak up when it matters? That's my track record in South Carolina. I'm chair of the Freedom Caucus. And if people want to help me, this race is eminently winnable. It's definitely a grassroots one. It's a movement of the people, by the people, and for the people. And they can check out VoteAdamMorgan.com.
I love it. Adam, I appreciate you being here, sir. I wish you the best of luck. That is South Carolina State Representative Adam Morgan, who's been joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Check it out. VoteAdamMorgan.com. VoteAdamMorgan.com. A little bit later, we've got Congressman Ben Klein. Now, Ben Klein sits on the House Judiciary Committee. He has been listening to Special Counsel Robert Hur. He'll probably update us on whether or not Hunter Biden is going to show up. He and a bunch of his business associates were invited. Now, it's not the same as a subpoena. They were invited, and it doesn't look like they're going to show up, which means somebody else is going to have to bring the potato salad. I hate when that happens. My buddy Dave Brad is going to be with us. New economic numbers are out, and they're just disastrous. The guy in the White House has destroyed the American economy. And it's getting worse and worse and worse, and you and I are not getting the truth about it. And finally, Joe Moreno, good friend of mine, he's a former federal prosecutor. I wanted to ask him about the dismissal. I just saw, I think it's six of those Fannie Willis charges against former President Trump in Georgia have now been dismissed. So Joe Moreno will talk all about that. Reminder about social media. I'm asking you a favor. Look, Todd's got a kajillion people following him everywhere. Me, not so much. I'm a nice little local guy. So if you don't mind, follow Jeff Katz Show over on X. It's real simple. Jeff Katz Show on X. And then on Facebook, I've got everything posted. Anything that you and I are going to talk about today, it is posted on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show, The Jeff Katz Show. Give it a like, give it a follow. And you know what? While you're noodling around online, you've got to visit ToddStarnes.com. I would urge you to get yourself a copy of Todd's latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? I've told you, my follow-up question is, does America want to be saved? And just how low will Democrats go to make sure that America is not saved? So that's all as we plow through the next couple of moments. I want to remind you about my buddy Mike Lindell. He's got a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. You know, after he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream sheets, and they are the best sheets that you will ever sleep on. I've got to tell you, Heidi and I have MyPillow pillows. We've got the Giza Dream bed sheets. We've got the towels. We got everything. We just love Mike Lindell's products. For a limited time right now, you can get a queen size set for $59.98. king size set, just $69.98. These are the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow folks continue to be canceled by big box stores. They're attacked by the media, but make no mistake, they appreciate all of your great support during these times. They want to thank you by giving you free shipping on your entire order today. So how do you get these specials? Well, you go to MyPillow.com or you call 800-839-8506. You use the promo code STARNS. Again, you get the famous Giza Dream Sheets. Queen size, $59.98. King size, $69.98. You will also get 60% off the original My Slippers. By the way, I am wearing my slippers right now. I love them. So I need you to call 800-839-8506 or you go to MyPillow.com. Promo code STARNS for free shipping today.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last.
It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, always happy to sit in for my dear friend Todd. Todd is out and about, and he is meeting with people all over America, talking with people all over America. His latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? That's the topic of conversation as Todd visits with people all over the country, and I got news for you. You and I have to somehow, some way, address that question. Can America be saved? I was inspired as I was reading Todd's stuff to think, well, okay, does America want to be saved? There's a huge chunk of Americans who are totally happy with the way things are going. They're not held accountable. They don't have to worry about making their way in the world. All they have to do is yell and talk about millionaires and billionaires, and the next thing you know, oh, everything's just fine. Except it's not. And the Democrats, in this day and age, who are not anything like the Democrats from when I was growing up. When I was growing up, Democrats were working class people. Right? Blue collar folks, lunch buckets. Guys in my neighborhood, as I was growing up, they took lunch boxes to work, not briefcases. And by the way, they took showers when they got home from work because they had been busy making stuff and fixing stuff. Now, it's the Republican Party that actively reaches out to working class people. You and I, who get up and work every day, we are the people who are now the Republican Party in 2024. And the elitists are found in the Democrats. The millionaires and billionaires they're railing against are actually Democrats. And the disconnect is just amazing to me. It's absolutely, positively amazing when you think about what is really going on. And you and I are going to have to examine this, and I know that it can be difficult. I know there are a lot of us, and I'm going to include myself in this. Man, I would rather think about, talk about a million other things. But I love this country. And loving your country doesn't mean you think, well, you just think it's perfect. No. I don't know of anybody perfect on earth in the year 2024. Do you? Because I don't. But I do know this. I know that my dad worked very hard to give me this nation. And nobody gets it for keeps. Right? The fact that you and I are now taking care of the United States of America doesn't mean it's ours for keeps. Our job is really to be a caretaker. Every generation gives the nation to the next generation for caretaking. You got to look after this. It's like a classic car. Right? The classic car is fundamentally beautiful and a testament to engineering and all of that good stuff. But it can get rusty. You got to take care of that. You got to take care of that rust before it spreads throughout the entire car body. Because if you don't, man, you got a big pile of rust. You don't have a car anymore. Might get a ding here or there. There might be a dent. You've got to take care of that as it happens so that it is in the best possible condition to then pass on to the next generation. So my job is to take the United States of America that my dad left in my hands to take care of and then take care of it and then pass it on to my sons so that they can do right. They can take care of it. They can be involved in preserving this amazing testament to bravery and courage and exceptionalism. And you need to remember, there's a whole slew of people who are against all of that. It is shameful, it is painful, but it's also the truth. Make sure you're checking out ToddStarnes.com. Get a copy of the latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Give me a follow on Facebook, would you? The Jeff Katz Show and Jeff Katz Show over on X. It's Jeff in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it.
The Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd, live from the Liberty University studio. Does it get any better than that? I don't think so. Well, you know what? It could get better than that. If you would get yourself a copy of Todd's latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Your day would be better. It really would. Now, you're not necessarily going to like some of the stuff you learn. That's what I'm discovering. It's a challenge. Stuff isn't easy. But if you go to ToddStarnes.com, that is easy. And you get yourself a copy of the book right there. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. I have known Todd and considered him a friend for a long time, decades. He is, my opinion, one of the finest writers and broadcasters that you will ever encounter. And when he asks for me to sit in for him every once in a while, I jump at the chance. Great guy, great audience, and all of that good stuff. Now, I want to invite you, if you want to be part of the program, you're always welcome to give us a shout, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. We've got Congressman Ben Klein who's going to be joining us in a few moments. Congressman Klein represents my home state of Virginia. Represents a portion of it, the 6th District. And he sits on the House Judiciary Committee, which has been a rather entertaining thing to watch. Special Counsel Robert Hur has been testifying over there. Now, Robert Hur is the guy who was chosen by Merrick Garland for Joe Biden to investigate Joe Biden. But I guess Robert Hur didn't get all the memos that the leftists sent him because he presented a report. And this is the other thing to bear in mind. Special Counsel Hur presented his report to the Attorney General. I think it's about 375 pages, somewhere in that area. The Attorney General, Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's attorney general, well, he chose to release parts of it. Why? Well, I don't know. It wasn't special counsel Herr, it wasn't the Republicans. But special counsel Herr is now in front of that House, Judiciary Committee, and he's answering questions. And he describes Joe Biden in that report as essentially being out of touch with reality. Said he's, you know, fundamentally seems like a nice guy, but bad memory. More than 100 times, Joe Biden said, and I quote, "I don't recall, I don't remember, and I have no GD idea." Joe Biden's words. More than 100 times during this interview process that took a couple of hours. It's conducted over 2 days. He didn't know when his son died. You remember when he had that temper tantrum on national television? Joe Biden did. And he's like, I just couldn't believe this guy asked me questions about my son. How dare he? Well, he didn't ask you a single question about your son. You're the one who brought it up. You don't have any idea what's going on. Herr, by the way, did what prosecutors do every single day. And I say this as a former police officer. Prosecutors every day examine charges, the exact, you know, the arrest record and the evidence and everything else. And then they decide whether or not to move forward. And a lot of it is based upon whether the prosecution would be successful. It happens every day. The Democrats are trying to spin this as Robert Herr exonerating Joe Biden. And he made very clear over and over and over again that he did no such thing. He did not exonerate Joe Biden. What he said was nobody on a jury comprised of decent people would convict him. Why? Because he's elderly and forgetful, and he has, and I quote here, diminished faculties. There's no question but that Joe Biden committed these crimes. Every crime has a fact pattern. There are elements of a crime. Joe Biden, you could check all the boxes. Joe Biden violated the law over and over and over and over again. And he knew that he violated the law because he talked about it. But what Robert Herr said was, at this point in time, were we to bring these charges in the District of Columbia, because that's where he would be charged. Possibly you could charge him in Delaware, but man, that's even worse. He's just not going to get convicted. I want to give you a little snippet here. Now, Jonathan Turley is a professor of law at Georgetown University. Brilliant, brilliant guy. Take a listen, if you would, please, to cut number 5.
Jonathan, what's your take and the ultimate decision not to move forward by this special counsel?
Well, there was a bizarre disconnect after you listened to Herr. He laid out evidence that was remarkably compelling. It was like playing the game of Clue and having all the murder weapon, location, the suspect, but Colonel Mustard just couldn't remember how he got there. And, you know, and he basically said, I just can't prosecute on this basis. He talked about how Biden told someone that he found classified documents in his basement, read from some of those documents to a third party, how evidence was destroyed by this ghost writer in terms of an audio tape, how the White House intervened to try to get facts removed, to frame the report, and a series of contradictions of not just what Joe Biden has said in the past, but what he said after the interview. And so you're left there thinking, wow, this is as good a case as I could imagine. And Herr just said, look, I just don't think, given his diminished mental faculties, that we could guarantee or have a certainty or a likelihood of conviction. Now, one can accept that because I got to tell you, Herr came off as incredibly credible and professional. The problem is the other disconnect with the Trump case. I can't see how you could decline these charges and yet go forward on the classified documents charges against Trump. And, of course, you have two different special counsels. But that contrast is more glaring today than it has ever been.
Wow. Well, in a sane world, the charges against former President Trump never would have been brought. They never would have been brought. Because the President of the United States has a unique situation. He and he alone can decide at any time, at any place, what is or is not classified. The President of the United States, be it Donald Trump or Joe Biden or George W. Bush or Barack Obama, any of them at any time during their time as President of the United States, had every right to have in their possession every piece of classified documentation, and they had the unique ability to look at something and say, yeah, it's not classified anymore. They don't have to tell anybody. They don't have to write a memo. They don't have to put a sticky note on it. They can decide what is and is not classified as they choose, and they can have any damn document they want. Joe Biden, as a senator, has zero rights to any of it. As a member of Congress, if he is examining things that are considered to be classified, he is supposed to go what they call a SCIF. This is a secure location. He's allowed to look at them there. He can't take them with him, so he stole this stuff in the first place. Remember Sandy Berger? Sandy Berger was, I think, at the National Archives, right? He's stuffing classified documents in his underwear and in his socks. But, everything was okay. He's a Democrat, so everything turned out fine for him. Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, has exactly zero right to have any of this stuff. But he's got it. And it's in boxes in his garage. In fact, Special Counsel Hur said they found classified material in seven different Joe Biden locations. We're all thinking, oh, it was in the garage. It wasn't just in the garage. It was at seven different locations. None of them were secure. Joe Biden's an abomination. Joe Biden's the worst thing to ever happen to this country. Although, in fairness, I always refer to him as our presidential meat puppet because somebody else has to be pulling his strings. I don't think he even knows where his strings are, but you look at that and you say, okay, well, I get it now. I get it. That's why you're not bringing charges. But, man, you better turn around and drop this crap against President Trump, because that's absurd. Okay, we've got lots of stuff that we're dealing with this afternoon. Just a quick reminder, if you want to jump in, you're always welcome to do that. 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. If you want to hit me up on social media, send me something that way, you're more than welcome to. Over on X, Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show over on X and on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Everything we're talking about, by the way, is posted right there in all of the social media platforms, and I am hoping that you will check it out. And again, I'd appreciate it. Look, I know I'm asking for a favor, but given that my friend Todd has billions of people following him, I could use a couple, so if you don't mind, give me a follow over there, all right? I'd appreciate it. Hey, I just want to remind you, I am not wearing a three-cornered hat today, but yeah, I probably could have, because I'm going to be just like Paul Revere. I've got a warning for every parent, every grandparent out there from our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. One if by land and two if by sea. Those sneaky public school officials are coming. If you have a child in the public school system, ADF should be on your speed dial. And if you don't need them today, I got news for you. You might very well need them in the future. That's what happened to parents in the Madison, Wisconsin Metropolitan School District, where taxpayer-funded teachers and administrators conspired to keep parents in the dark about their efforts to encourage first grade students to consider switching genders. Yep, it was official policy, but as you're going to hear, the school district tried to hide it from moms and dads.
To keep parents as in the dark as possible, the policy instructed teachers to file the plan in their own confidential records, not in student records, which parents have a legal right to see. In response to this abuse of power and dereliction of duty by the Madison Public School District, 14 parents, with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, together with lead counsel from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, sued the district to uphold the fundamental rights of parents.
Wow. Well, you know, that was in Madison, Wisconsin, but what if public school officials in your town right now are plotting to keep you in the dark about how they're secretly counseling your kids on gender issues? And why does it matter to you? Because, got news for you, unless you won the lotto, you are not going to have the finances to wage a legal battle to uphold your freedoms and your rights as parents and grandparents. And that is exactly where Alliance Defending Freedom steps in. Please go to ToddStarnes.com. Do it now. Make a generous gift to support ADF. They're getting things done. In fact, they're headed back to the Supreme Court in just 2 weeks. They're battling for another client just like you, but they are not charging a dime for their legal services. Your generous gift is going to make it possible for ADF to keep standing up for courageous clients all across America. You just click the ADF banner right now, ToddStarnes.com, or if you'd rather call in your most generous gift, 855-417-6556, 855-417-6556. But please, do it right now. Thank you so much for standing with ADF. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. We've got Congressman Ben Klein joining us in a couple of moments. Ben Klein, as you may or may not know, sits on the House Judiciary Committee, and he's been hearing the testimony from the special counsel, Robert Hur. Let me check. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with. And again, I just want to remind you quickly, 901-260-5926, if you do want to jump in. I'm always, I'm always behind, but I'm always trying to help you out. There is a lot about what President Biden does and does not know. All right. Most of it is in the does not know category, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. And one of the things that you and I are learning, perhaps for the first time, we're looking at, listening to, reading some of the testimony from Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, who is talking about how ISIS-connected terrorists are coming across our southern border. I almost have to keep myself from laughing. We used to have a southern border. Remember that? It was safe, relatively speaking. It was secure, relatively speaking. We had the United States Border Patrol right there. And you know what they were doing? They were patrolling the border. And they were making sure that illegal aliens did not enter the nation, which is exactly what they are supposed to do. It is exactly how you and I stay safe. Joe Biden, in 3.5 years in office, has allowed approximately 6 million illegal aliens into the United States, and they're now, well, they're your neighbors. We have no idea where these folks are. We just had the case, as you know, Lakin Riley in Georgia was murdered. And the prosecutor there has charged an illegal alien with murdering her. Joe Biden, during that State of the Union tirade, actually talked about the illegal alien and used the term illegal. And then he apologized. Well, he didn't really apologize for it, Jeff. If you look at it, it wasn't really an apology. It wasn't? All right, well, here, I think we got just enough time here. Cut number one.
President Biden traveled to New Hampshire today, his latest trip to a battleground state after he and former President Donald Trump held dueling rallies over the weekend. Mr. Trump mocked Biden's childhood stutter and pounced on the president, saying in an interview with MSNBC over the weekend that he regretted using the term illegal during his State of the Union address to describe the suspected killer of University of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley.
I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect.
He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy. And Biden should be apologizing for apologizing to this killer.
Let's bring in our Politics Monday team. That's Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report with Amy Walter and Tamara Keith of NPR. It's great to see you both. And look, we should correct the record because President Biden never apologized to the alleged killer, as Donald Trump said he did. He never even apologized for using the word illegal. But Tam, the Biden campaign has been saying for weeks now that they want to draw a contrast between these two visions. And never before, you could argue, have differing visions been so clear on this topic of immigration that more voters say they care about, prioritizing over the economy.
Yeah. Good luck, by the way. It doesn't get any clearer than this. Joe Biden has destroyed our border and allowed in millions of people illegally. And he does apologize to the illegal by saying, well, I should have used the term undocumented. You know what undocumented is? Undocumented is when you leave the house and you forgot your wallet. This guy had multiple documents relating to him. The day and time he broke into the country, the other crimes that he committed. Believe me, there's a load of documentation. Craziness. Absolute craziness. Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. It is a, well, I was going to say it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day here. I'm hoping that wherever you might find yourself, it is at least as beautiful as it is in Central Virginia. I'm looking outside right now. I got news for you. I mean, as much as I enjoy this and I appreciate Todd asking, if I could be outside right now, sitting in the sunshine, soaking up the rays, I think I would probably do that. It's 80 degrees here, just tickling 80 degrees. So it is a good time. Now, we've got a lot we're dealing with. I will remind you that Congressman Ben Klein is going to be with us. Very, very important to chat with him. He'll be joining us, of course, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line as I luxuriate at the Liberty University studio. But Congressman Klein sits on the House Judiciary Committee, and he has been listening to the testimony of this special counsel, Robert Hur. And it is, I think it's just as clear as day that we have someone in the Oval Office right now who is as dirty as they get. And let me say this. I with all apologies, honest to goodness, with all apologies to Ric Flair, It's Joe Biden who is the dirtiest player in the game. And this is absolutely proving to all of us what is really happening, what has been happening, and just how disturbed Joe Biden really is. You know what the takeaway was from some people? They said, well, Joe Biden, for the most part, is okay. For the most part. Well, I don't want a for the most part president. I want a president who is up to the job. I had a chance to chat with former President Trump a little more than a week ago on my local radio show, News Radio WRVA. And again, we're very happy to be the affiliate for Todd Starnes. And then I was invited by the former president. He said, hey, well, you know, I'm going to be in town. Let's get together. Okay. And we did. And it was just fantastic. I had such confidence just speaking to him. You get such a sense from him that he is a real guy. And he is up to this. He's up to anything at this point. One of the things that President Trump did, if you recall, was to bring about what were called the Abraham Accords, where there was peace in the Middle East, as peaceful as the Middle East probably is ever going to get. Former President Trump did what no other president, Democrat or Republican, ever did, which was to actually move the doggone embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. There's no other nation where we say, well, we know what your capital is, but we're not putting the embassy there. We're going to put it somewhere else, except for Israel. And that was done by Republicans as well as Democrats. There's no getting around that. No way to do it. And President Trump, again, a developer, a guy who just doesn't seem to have a very high tolerance level for baloney, said, well, don't we have a building in Jerusalem? Yeah, well, that's the consulate. Huh. Isn't Jerusalem the capital? Yeah. Well, why are we in Tel Aviv? And then these State Department bureaucrats, all these foggy bottom swamp dwellers started talking, you know, out of their ears. And Trump said, well, how difficult is it to just change the signs, right? I mean, that's essentially what you're doing. Now you're changing the employees. You got to swap one for the other. That's fine. You know why they wanted to stay in Tel Aviv, the Americans who had served at the, quote, embassy in Tel Aviv? Well, because Tel Aviv is a party city. That's why. It's right on the water. There's a sports bar, not a three-minute walk from where the embassy had been. It's right on the beach. I mean, that's why they wanted to stay. Jerusalem, it's not nearly as party-like as Tel Aviv. And Donald Trump said, no, I promised the American people we would move the embassy. Get it done. Oh, it can't be done, Mr. President. Get it done. Well, it's going to take this long and that long. President Trump said, look, I'm giving you, let's see, it's 5 o'clock, right? In a matter of weeks, it was done. I want you to take a listen to some of the inherent anti-Semitism that is at play. See, I sit here. And I can tell you, as a Jewish guy, there is anti-Semitism. Make no mistake about it. It is real. It is palpable. It's doing damage. CNN, MSNBC, these folks are all on board with the pro-Hamas crowd. I don't quite get it, but take a listen to cut number two.
When Japan attacked America and killed 2,400 Americans at Pearl Harbor, America took time. Took 4 years. 3 million Japanese died in war. But you knew that you had to do that.
And America did some shameful things.
I don't think
like camps for Japanese people.
I think perhaps America was imperfect, but America was darn good in fighting and defeating the total evil that Japan and Nazi Germany presented back then. We're fighting total evil. And we might be imperfect, but we're doing everyone's job. And the world should back Israel, otherwise everyone's going to face it. These zombie murderers are going to come right over here.
So what you call a zombie murderers, obviously others see a different way, maybe not about Hamas specifically, but they see this as a broader issue. Jonathan Glazer, the filmmaker, Jewish director who won an Oscar last night for his Holocaust film, The Zone of Interest, used his acceptance speech, as I know you may be aware, to condemn Israel's actions at this point in the war. Here's what he said.
Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October the... Whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza, all are victims of this dehumanization. How do we resist?
We stand here as men who refute their Jewishness on the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation, and then the applause. Your response to that?
It's shameful. He thinks he's distancing himself from Israel and somehow he'll be loved. You know, Jews have tried the approach of being murdered again and again and hoping for sympathy. That's not something that I believe in.
Nor do I. Nor do I. That is Naftali Bennett. He was the Prime Minister of Israel for a period of time. The performance there by that director at the Oscars was shameful. Absolutely shameful and despicable. And I cannot tell you how painful it is as a Jewish man to hear that sort of nonsense. But I'm unfortunately not surprised because I see so many in my community who have replaced our faith with this secular, humanistic, left-wing agenda checklist. And make no mistake, if you really think you're going to play nice with the terrorists, you have to ask yourself, which part of they want to kill you are you having difficulty with? I believe people when they tell me things like that. If somebody says, Jeff, I want to kill you, guess what? I'm going to believe you. And you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not buying you a cup of coffee. I'm not offering you a cookie. I'm not going to pat you on the back. Well, good for you. Good luck to you. Just not the way this thing works. Not at all. Congressman Ben Klein is going to join us, member of the House Judiciary Committee, just a couple of moments from now. And you know, you're always welcome as well. 901-260-5926. Over on social media, if you're on X, formerly known as Twitter, give me a follow, please. Jeff Katz Show, Jeff Katz Show. And on Facebook, it's The Jeff Katz Show, The Jeff Katz Show. And I should tell you, Grace was kind enough to put up there a link so that you can vote for me. Don't think I'm running against Todd, but vote for me for the best local radio show here in Central Virginia. So it's easy enough. You click it, you vote for Jeff Katz in the radio show category, and heck, I would be most appreciative. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starn Show. It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. We're scheduled to have Congressman Ben Klein join us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line in a couple of moments. Of course, I'm joining you from the Liberty University studios. And as we await Congressman Klein, who, again, he's on the House Judiciary Committee, so this stuff is going hot and heavy as we speak in D.C. I want to get to Steve. Steve's over in Arkansas. He's listening on KWAM. Hey, Steve, welcome to the Todd Starn Show.
Hey, Jeff. Something I would like to know, and you don't hear, I haven't been able to get any information on this, and nobody ever even talks about it. What I would like to know is what were in the documents that Trump and Biden and Spence all had. That would tell me more about the motivation than anything. Yeah. I think Trump, what he's done different than most politicians that take classified documents, most of them take them to protect themselves from corrupt things they've done, and Trump took them that might expose corruption by the government that is being done to the American people. I think that's what's so unacceptable by our government. If you took them to protect yourself, that's considered acceptable behavior in Washington. Yeah.
You know, it's a great point, Steve. My gosh, what a great point. And I'm with you. I have not heard any descriptions of the papers. So it could very well be that. Of course, Biden's history with this goes back to his time in the U.S. Senate, and he had just a whole slew of this confidential paperwork. He was not entitled on any level in any way to have it. And then he continued that while he was vice president. And you may recall that one of the pieces that was addressed with Mr. Biden was that he was sharing this with a ghostwriter on a book. Somebody was writing his book for him, and he was sharing things from these classified materials. He obviously knew they were classified because he told the guy, hey, I'm not supposed to be telling you this stuff. This is all classified. And then that guy actually went and destroyed that evidence, deleted all of the recordings. That in and of itself, I would think, would bring about some sort of a criminal charge, but it did not appear to. So I just don't think this thing is legit or upfront on any level, Steve. I'm totally with you, and I appreciate the call to the Todd Starn Show. As I mentioned to you, Congressman Ben Klein is scheduled to be with us, but given that he is sitting for these, I don't even know if you call them hearings. I guess you do. Hearings where Special Counsel Robert Hur is in front of the House Judiciary Committee. There may be a delay, or might just be on with Todd when Todd gets back. Todd is out and about, man. I'm telling you, he is crisscrossing our beautiful nation and letting people know about his latest book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Now, that's a big question, isn't it? Can America be saved? Because you have to ask yourself, what is it that we're trying to save? And who is it that we're trying to save from? I don't know. I mean, I legitimately, honestly, do not know. I know that those of us who love America are doing everything humanly possible to keep this country strong and independent and filled with brave people. But I don't know what's happening on the other side. Because there was a time where, even though there were differences on policies and, you know, that fundamental difference, I think, was more of an economic thing, right? Well, the left wanted more government involvement, and the right said, no, let's leave it more to the private sector. That was kind of, sort of, the dividing line. There was a time Democrats and Republicans both stood up and recited the Pledge of Allegiance, didn't have any problem doing that, and they sang the national anthem, and they served in the military. They went to church or synagogue. I mean, it was all of this stuff. And then when it came to these issues, economics, they said, well, we just don't think that more government involvement is the way to go. We think the private sector, that dreaded private sector, is probably the way to go. Now I look at it and I think, man, it's all kinds of screwed up, isn't it? We're now allegedly trying to figure out exactly who a man is and who a woman is. Thank God the National Health Service over in England, the United Kingdom, just yesterday announced there will no longer be puberty-blocking drugs provided to children. I never in my life thought that that would be an issue, let alone something that would give me some degree of pleasure to hear. But I was thrilled to hear that. And you know why they said that? Because they said the science doesn't support this. We're giving these life-altering drugs to children. We don't trust these children to decide if they're going to take an extra-strength Tylenol, but we're going to give them medication that will keep them from ever being able to have children themselves, to ever become a parent, to ever mature properly. Why? Well, because she said she wanted to be a boy. Did she? Okay, well, how old is she? Well, she's 10. What other decisions can the 10-year-old make? You going to let her vote? Nope. How about drive a car? No. How about that guy over there? What's his? Well, he's 11 years old. He said he wants to be a girl. Okay, so you going to give him the drugs? Oh, absolutely. He knows. All right, what else are you going to let him do? Can he get a tattoo? No, that would be, you know, permanently altering his appearance. Oh, yeah, well, that wouldn't make any sense. You're right. What about signing a contract? Can he sign a contract? Well, no, he's too young to make that sort of a decision. But he's okay, perfectly competent, according to you, to decide to take those drugs? Well, I would say there's something very, very wrong with you. Want to remind you about our friends at Patriot Mobile. You know, for 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, you can trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of the Todd Starnes Show. And that's why Todd and his team are so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage. It gives you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and of course, our military veterans and our first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. You keep your number, you keep your phone, or you upgrade. They'll sell the phones right to you. And their team will help you find the best plan for all of your needs. How do you sign up? It's easy. You go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or you call 972-PATRIOT. You get free activation today with the offer code Todd. Again, join the team. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, T-O-D-D, or you call 972-PATRIOT. All right, now in a couple of moments, Dave Bratt is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about these brand new economic numbers that have come out. They're absolutely appalling. The Biden administration has succeeded in one thing. Well, two things. They've destroyed the southern border, and they've also destroyed the economy. We'll talk about the real unemployment numbers. We will talk about the real inflation numbers and the real challenges you and I face. Head online to ToddStarnes.com. Get yourself a copy of Todd's latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. It is Jeff in for Todd. It's the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is the Todd Starnes Show, live from the Liberty University Studio, but it's Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. Todd and I have been friends for decades. And Todd is, as we speak, traveling around the nation talking about his brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Now, my follow-up is how big a chunk of America actually wants to save America? Because I hate to tell you this, I'm looking at people who seem to be very happy with the slow but sure destruction of our nation. That bothers me, and I don't know how low certain folks in this country, the leftists to be sure, can go in trying to undermine America. I'm looking at the economy, and one of the places that I get my information is over on Getter. There's a great feed, if you will. Brad Economics is the account. Dave Brad, who I've known for many years, member of Congress in my area here in Central Virginia, dean of the Liberty University Business School, the vice provost out at Liberty University. Now, he's here on Todd's show just to talk about economic things. I mean, he's not here on behalf of the university or anything like that, but I am here to tell you there's just nobody smarter when it comes to looking at these numbers, these trends, than Dave Brad, and happy to welcome him. Dave, good to have you here, sir.
Hey, great to be on with you. I was with Todd Starnes last night on his book tour, so this is great.
Brings it full circle. I love it. Todd is a great guy. You are a great guy. And I got to ask you, Dave, we just got these new inflation numbers, and, well, they don't seem to be where our friends at the Fed said they were supposed to be.
Yeah, they're up ticking a little bit. And if that monthly 0.4, right, 0.4 times 12, and you're back up to about 5. And so that's after, you know, prices have gone up by 10% and then 5% and then 5%. So you've yep. lost 20% of your purchasing power in the last 4 years, and we're on a path now to lose another 5% of the purchasing power of all the money in your wallet and all the money in your retirement account. And people forget about that little detail. That's a lot of money to be losing thanks to our Federal Reserve Bank.
What exactly, this will sound silly, but what exactly is the Fed charged with doing? Because a couple of weeks back here in the greater Richmond area, the Richmond Chamber, Chamber RVA, and you know them, they had a big breakfast. The president of the Richmond Fed was there. And boy, I'll tell you, I left that meeting. I thought, wow, everything is fine. He's just, we're coming in for this soft landing and everybody's going to be dancing in the streets. But he said, you know, the only thing we can do is adjust the interest rate. That's the only tool in our toolbox. Is that right?
Well, you know, that's basically, they have a dual mandate to maintain stable prices. That's the most important. That's what they're supposed to do. But then the left got involved and said, you also got to maintain a, you know, full employment, low unemployment. So those are the two. Okay. But, you know, they're doing pilot programs with digital currencies. They're having exhaustive committees with people that are paid $200,000 a year to discover what multicolor flag to fly over all the buildings. And, you know, they might be spending too much time on the right brain side and not focusing on inflation. That's what it looks
right.
like.
Right, right. Well, they have different types of inflation, right? This is the other thing, Dave. Maybe you can explain it to me, because I look at that number. They say, well, you know, when you take out gas and you take out food, and I'm thinking, well, I can't take out the cost of gasoline or food for my budget.
Right, right. No, that's just the headline number versus what you just said is core, where you take out those couple things. And, it doesn't matter. But inflation is the one thing that everybody knows and feels. So you can't cheat on that one. And then the one thing no one knows about, but it's the most important thing, is the productivity. And I just heard a podcast with the economist who came up with modern monetary theory, which just says break the bank and spend everything you can right now. And she kind of goofed up and said, holy moly, that second stimulus, there's no way we would have won Georgia without doing that thing. And then she realized it and bit her lip and thought she better be an economist again. And she's very smart, but that left the cat out of the bag. There, all this green stuff and government spending stuff and the debt, this, all political views are just my own. But none of it makes any sense unless you're looking at trying to win short-term elections. None of it's for the long-run growth or good welfare, propositions for the country and your kids. None of it.
Wow. All right. Is the Fed poised, do you think, to do that rate cut? Because that's what everybody keeps saying is, well, they're going to do a rate cut before the end of the year. All of these other numbers are telling me it's not. What did they say? They wanted inflation at 2%. For some reason, that was a good target. Are they still talking about this rate cut then?
Well, they were until that report yesterday. It's just a game, right? The idea that we're spending this much time looking at, a 0.25% interest rate cut, and that determines what the markets do.
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd, right? The markets are supposed to respond to earnings, which are the profits of firms in the private sector. But now, Biden's new budget is $7 trillion out of a $25 trillion economy.
Jeez.
And they run everything and regulate everything out of that. So that's why we're starting to look more and more at the government sector and less at business. And the government sector productivity is about 0 to 0.5. And so CBO, go out to CBO and look it up, make sure I'm not lying. But our productivity for the next decade, this next 9 years, is 1.9%. And then for the two following decades, productivity and therefore your income growth will be 1.5% for the next 30 years.
Oh.
Right? So sorry, they're making up a lot of stuff.
Yep.
But that's the one you cannot cheat, because that's how much stuff are you making.
Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. And, Dave, if we're going to be at 1.9%, then 1.5% for the next 30-some-odd years, what are the other nations at?
Terrible. Terrible. I mean, look at Europe. They're already in recession.
Okay.
We could be in recession right now. And, we have an open border, and now it looks like we might have a sea invasion as well as a land invasion, coming from the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And, people are out on the news, and I hate to tell you, it's intentional. They're trying to create chaos.
Yeah.
There's no way you can say that this border invasion is healthy for the American people. Now, and Trump, I think the first time he ran, first time, I think he had 10 to 12% African-American vote. That's up to 20-25%.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had about 15% of the Hispanic vote. I read an article today that the Hispanics are doing great in business. They're entrepreneurial, and they're sick of the federal government. They're like, what's with this green stuff? What's with these taxes? What's with the regulation? I can't run my – this was out west. They were doing farming, big farmers.
Okay.
I can't do this. The Fed's in my face. And so – That thing went from 15 or 20 up to 35% on the Republican side, and it's not really Republican-Democrat. It's going to be the working class versus these globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge political hurricane coming, I think.
Dave, you've used the term the Magnificent Seven when you and I have chatted.
Right.
Can you explain that to everybody?
Yeah, well, those are just the biggest seven firms. Most of them are in the tech space, Microsoft, Apple, Google, Facebook, and then you can throw in Amazon and Tesla.
Right.
But those seven firms, you know, have a market cap. If you add up their stock and see what their stocks are worth more than all the stocks in Europe combined. So they are gigantic. That's in the news right now because TikTok is another one from ByteDance owned by China.
Yep.
And there's a back door by law where all the money from TikTok has to, by Chinese law, be fed to the mothership, to the motherland of China, the CCP.
Oh,
right? And so that's what they admit to. Our Magnificent Seven is very similar. They were, you know, Google was given a DOD grant to get started. They all work together. The Administrative State, the Department of Defense, the State Department, Department of Homeland Security are all with these big tech firms, and it's getting scary.
Yeah. Dr. Dave Bratt joining us. Dave is just one of the smartest people you're ever going to interact with. I would urge you to follow him Getter at Bratt Economics. Dave, I'm running out of time, but I got to ask you, is the election in November the solution to all of this, or is there something that's so gigantic it's even bigger than having a new president or a new Congress?
No, it's way bigger. It's way bigger. Yeah. It's called the American people and the American culture. And like you said at the beginning, religiosity is down, patriotism is down. Parents that are letting their kids go all over TikTok, watch all the craziest stuff, you know, I'm not going to go all Puritan on you, but I will say, you know, with Jordan Peterson, there are higher things in this world and in this universe to aim at than all the dance videos on TikTok. Look, if you want to do it 1 minute a day for, you know, hey, look at that, that's a fun one.
That's right.
But our kids are living on these machines, and they are influencing the brains and the wiring of your kid long term. And if the parents don't get that, the kids are way off course these days. And you got to get them reading some history again and some religion and philosophy and et cetera. Come visit us at Liberty and all that, right? We'll get you on track.
I love it. Hey, Dave, I appreciate you making some time for us. It is always good to chat with you. I remind everybody to please follow Dr. Dave Bratt over on Getter. It's Bratt Economics. Dave is he's an economist by profession. He was a professor of economics for many, many years at Randolph-Macon University here in Central Virginia. He's at Liberty University now. He speaks strictly on his own. He's not speaking for the college or anything else, but you need to be following him on Getter. That is my suggestion to you, Bratt Economics over on Getter. It is Jeff Katz. Happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. This is The Todd Starn Show. Todd Starn Show, Jeff Katz. Very, very happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Always enjoy spending some time with Todd's audience. If you have not yet gotten yourself a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, which is Todd's latest book, let me urge you to do that. You head on over to toddstarns.com. You're there anyway, right? You're following all of the news. You're seeing what Todd is up to. Get a copy of that book, please. Really. It's important. It's important. It is nice, I think, and most of us engage in this to have a little fun here and there and maybe not focus on everything that is wrong. But the reality is, right now, we could very well be in the last days of America as we know it. There's work being done that is destroying America. You just heard Dr. Dave Bratt talking about the economy, the real economy, man. It's bad. It is just bad. Let me grab Mike here. Mike's joining us at 901-260-5926. He's in Chattanooga. He's actually listening on Nooga Radio. Mike, welcome to the Todd Starn Show.
Thank you, Jeff. You always do a great job filling in for Todd.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, buddy. I know it's hard work doing it, and I'll explain in 30 seconds or less about TikTok and these phonies that want to ban it. But before that, I'm going to preface it by saying I'm an objectivist, constitutionalist, and I believe in the strict application of the Constitution of our Republic.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you that the Federal Communications Commission only allowed a foreigner to own 20% of a radio station for nearly 100 years. And I'm a Trumpster, But when Trump got elected under his administration, they changed it to 100%, which means any foreigner now can own any radio station in America 100%. Most people all know that, and my congressman doesn't care about it. Number two, I've been using TikTok when it was Musical.ly, when I had daughters, for years. It's not just about dancing. It's the only free speech platform that doesn't ban me. And let me tell you, it's a conservative platform. It blows the liberals away, but the government can't control it. I despise Democrats. 90% of Republicans are rhinos, are a bunch of socialists, which is government control over production and distribution. So $58 billion was sucked out of Facebook and put into TikTok. And those politicians don't like that. The Republicans and Democrats are occupiers. Do you believe in limited government?
I do. Let me ask you. But you've raised a great point here, Steve. And I'm just curious. What about the provision that the money from TikTok goes back to the Chinese Communist Party? Is that a misreading?
Well, America's communist. We never had a war with China. It's a lie. These are filthy liars. It's all a lie. It's about money. China's not our enemy. We're
But you didn't answer the question. Is all the money from TikTok going back to China?
I don't know that, and you don't know that, and I quite frankly don't care. Because look at all the money that's going back to China in our economy. I didn't hear the old man that was calling before me. I'm 66. Sounds old. Telling about how the Federal Reserve needs to be abolished. Until we can restrict the power of government. Let me ask you this. How many government agencies do you think need to be abolished? Because Marjorie Taylor, I love her. She wants to abolish the ATF. She just introduced them. How many do you think should be abolished?
I don't have a list in front of me, but I would imagine it's probably a pretty long list.
How about every one of them? Every three-letter agency is illegal and unconstitutional. And I can't get anybody to debate me on that. What about no lawyers ever are allowed to run again, like in the old days? For Congress, they can't be judges. They can't sit on the Supreme Court. Because lawyers write the laws, they pass the laws, they enforce the laws, then they interpret them. Until we fix this, nothing changes. And by the way, the Declaration of Independence doesn't say we have a right to, preserve our country, whatever that means. It says we have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And this is one question I ask people. Maybe you can answer this for me. What can you do in America without permission? Because to be free, you have to be able to do what you want to do whenever you want to do it without harming another human being. What can you do in America without permission to someone? And if you can't answer that, we're all slaves under a socialist occupation.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate the call. I'm going to leave it there. There's a lot of questions that Steve raises. Folks that have got answers, by all means, we'll be able to take it up at some point, I suppose. I want to remind you that Joe Moreno is going to join us in just a couple of moments, and I would urge you to stay very close. Joe is, without question, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. I say that on a regular basis. I think the world of him. He's a former federal prosecutor. And there's a lot going on in that legal sphere right now that is very, very concerning. But this announcement that came down, I guess it's a couple of hours ago now, from Atlanta, Georgia, where a number of charges filed by that Fannie Willis against former President Trump are apparently being kicked out. The judge, as I understand it, said, yeah, we're getting rid of those. We're going to kick them out today. So I want to hear from Joe Moreno what that all means and what he has taken from the House Judiciary Committee, where we have had special counsel Robert Hur talking about his investigation into Joe Biden mishandling these classified documents. And I suppose the takeaway, why he didn't actually prosecute him. That's all straight ahead. Remember, you should be visiting ToddStarnes.com. And if you don't mind, check out Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz. Happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd Starnes. Yeah, it is the Todd Starnes Show. If you have not gotten your copy of Todd's latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, you can go over right now, ToddStarnes.com, pick up a copy of it. It is a great read. Now, it's eye-opening. I'll tell you that. A lot of things in there you're going to be left sort of scratching your head. But I would dare say it ought to be on your reading list right now. Again, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? It's a big question, isn't it? We got some news, a couple of hours ago out of Atlanta, Georgia. And, former President Trump and some other folks are being prosecuted there. I think it's like a RICO charge, but some of these charges have now been dropped. I wanted to talk a little bit about that and some of the other matters pertaining to former President Trump. There's nobody better to analyze this than Joe Moreno, who is a former federal prosecutor, and I'm just absolutely thrilled he's making some time for us. Counselor, thank you for being here.
Jeff, how are you, sir?
I am doing well. I really, really am. And I'm thoroughly grateful to you for fitting us in here. Can you tell me what has happened in Atlanta with some of these charges being dropped?
For sure. So I think we've all been fixated the last few months on all the drama regarding Fannie Willis and her chief prosecutor / boyfriend, and whether or not he paid for her to go on vacations with him and all that sort of stuff. And that's all great television, but it almost obscures the fact that these were very, very shaky charges to begin with. And here's why. A RICO case is typically one where you have an ongoing criminal enterprise, and that enterprise is engaging in ongoing crimes. So typically we think of mafia families, right? A mafia family has a territory. They engage in widespread extortion to raise money. They may engage in other crimes. And what happens is, even if you, an individual member of that mafia family, didn't personally engage in each one of the crimes committed by the family, just being a member is itself a crime. That's generally how RICO works. It's very complicated. They are not easy to prosecute, which is why they're limited to very specific cases. So what Fannie Willis has done here is she said basically Donald Trump and his inner circle of supporters, they were the criminal enterprise. That's a big stretch, right? Never been used in a case like this before. Mm-hmm. Then she's saying that different actions taken by those people can be imputed to all of them. And part of the problem is those actions largely were not crimes. It's not a crime to pick up the phone and say, hey, I think I was cheated out of an election. I want you to look at it again. That's not a crime. So I think between the RICO theory that she's constructed, which has problems, and the fact that she's tried to patch together these disparate activities, most of which have a hard time falling into any category of crime, this is just the first step in what I believe is going to be an overall crumbling of this whole case.
Now, I hear RICO, Joe, and I think of the FBI and the U.S. Attorney, the Department of Justice, but this is a Georgia state RICO charge?
Exactly. So you are correct. Most of the time, it's federal prosecutors in U.S. attorneys' offices with specific teams that focus on organized crime and bringing on cases like RICO cases. Right. Georgia has its own RICO statute, and so it's very much modeled after the federal statute, and in many ways, it's the same. It's the same kind of theory. But again, it's usually brought against organized crime families or corrupt corporations. We've seen that as well. Corporations that engage in vast white-collar crimes, and therefore employees of the corporation can be pulled into criminal charges even if they didn't personally engage in those individual crimes. So the fact that they have this Georgia statute is also belied by this confusing point that even though Fannie Willis has dozens of prosecutors in her office, why did she hire this outside guy? I mean, what was the point of all that? Why did she must have experienced RICO prosecutors, you would think, on her team. So that also adds another layer of like, well, was she really serious about this case? Or was this whole thing just kind of a sham to get on the headlines and also hook up her boyfriend with a pretty lucrative legal contract?
Well, his qualifications were clear, counselor, through what, 5,000 different telephone conversations, pitching woo or whatever. The whole thing to me smacks of headline grabbing. I think you're absolutely spot on there. It's about, hey, I'm a loyal party player and we can get him involved in this and it's going to get really yucky. There's a lot of muck. There's some money I can throw around to people I like. But like you, Joe, you mentioned that these things don't seem to be crimes, but I would have to think that somewhere in the morass that is her case, she says, here's the criminal act. Does she actually do that?
There's one clear one. There is one component of this case where an individual tried to hack an election computer. And so there's a crime there. The problem is that was a very, very specific act belonging to one person. And there's no indication Donald Trump or his other advisors had any idea that was even happening. So there's arguably an individual crime that can be charged against that individual person. But she's tried to spread that over how many? What, 19 people? So that's kind of how she's tried to make this much more of a big deal than it really is. And again, it's one thing, you can't bribe an election official to do things for you. That's clearly a crime. But you can pick up the phone and ask them to look into something and say, hey, I believe I've been cheated here. Can you look into it? And I think if you listen to Donald Trump's conversation with the Georgia Secretary of State, a very plausible interpretation of that is saying, hey, I think I've been cheated. I want you to look at this situation. To kind of twist that into saying it was a crime, again, there's no crime in either federal or Georgia law that says you can't pick up the phone and call an election official and air your concerns about something.
Yeah, boy, so spot on. Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe, amongst other things, is a former federal prosecutor. You've probably, like a lot of us, Joe, been watching the House Judiciary Committee special counsel Robert Hur. Your assessment of how that's going?
Well, I mean, it was an interesting day of television yesterday, listening to Mr. Hur testify. Yeah. I give him credit. He was unflappable. He was calm. He gave clear answers because he was getting a lot of abuse from sort of both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
Republicans, I think, they were annoyed because they felt like he identified clear elements of crimes that Joe Biden committed and yet decided not to recommend charges. And I think Republicans are pretty angry with that because, frankly, it reeks of hypocrisy. Right. I mean, why is Donald Trump being charged with something very similar? And yet Joe Biden gets to have classified documents in his basement and in his garage and faces no consequences. The Democrats on the other side, they were really fixated on Robert Hur's characterization of Joe Biden as sort of this absent-minded, forgetful old man. And they were really hammering him on that point. And he responded very calmly and said, look, as a special counsel, I have to prepare a confidential memorandum that goes to the Attorney General that explains why or why not I'm recommending bringing charges. And that was my interpretation. That's what the interviews of President Biden resulted in, and I'm standing behind it. So I give him a lot of credit because nobody was really happy with what he testified to, but it was the truth, as far as I can tell.
Is that unusual, Joe? I mean, I'm sitting here as a former police officer a long time ago. You're sitting here as a former federal prosecutor. If I came to you and said, look, Joe, I made this arrest and I got the guy. I got him. Here you go. Do you just automatically go, hey, Jeff, nice job? Because my recollection was that the prosecutor, whatever level, says, whoa, slow down there, Scooter. Let me take a look at this.
Yeah, I don't love Robert Hur's final logic of all this. I mean, he conducted himself well. I don't love the idea, though, that he basically said, look, Joe Biden engaged in these crimes. He met the elements of these crimes, which basically are, if you take classified documents from an authorized place to an unauthorized place, you've committed the crime. And whether or not you cooperate years later, that doesn't negate the fact that you committed the crime in the first place. So yeah. I don't love the fact that he says all this and then says, but I'm recommending not charging it because now I think he'd be sympathetic. Well, his forgetfulness and his state of mind now is not what counts. What counts is his state of mind at the time the crimes were committed. And these go back decades, back to when he was in the Senate. So I don't love that. I think he really gave President Biden a pass, probably because he wanted to avoid a political firestorm, which unfortunately has happened either way. Yeah. So I don't necessarily agree with that. And frankly, if you really wanted to call President Biden out on it, you say, okay, look, you've been given a pass because you obviously portray yourself as a forgetful old man. But if you think you're up for it, hey, step on up and face the charges. Let's go to trial. You can't have it both ways, right?
Well, it would appear as if President Biden and his team are having it both ways, but that is a big, big offer. I love that. It's interesting, Joe, and I know you've alluded to this. You know, on the one hand, it's like, hey, the guy's not up to standing trial. But then on the other hand, oh, yeah, he can absolutely have his finger on the trigger, you know, the big button in the Oval Office. It just doesn't compute for me.
That's pretty scary. And I think that this is an absolutely appropriate issue as we go into this campaign season. I mean, Joe Biden, I don't think he stood on very steady grounds when he first took office in 2021. 3 years later, he's not progressed well at all. So I think it's perfectly fair. And I think this was a perfectly, while I might not agree with Robert Herr's conclusion about not bringing charges, I do think he performed a public service by flagging this. And it seems like, by all accounts, I believe him. I don't believe President Biden when he's sputtering about who brought up the death of his son, which clearly it was him. It was not Robert Herr. And that's I would go further and say, look, there must be recorded transcripts of these conversations. Let's release them. I mean, let's see who's correct here and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to see that as the next step.
I would too. Hey, Joe, I'm running over here, so I just want to ask you to let everybody know how they can follow you on social media and what your website is.
Jeff, josephmoreno.com, Joseph Moreno on X. Going to be a lot of legal information going out there, so don't believe everything you hear. Kind of take it in for yourself, analyze it, look at the facts, and make your own decisions about what things are going on here.
Thank you, my friend. You are the best. That is Joe Moreno. Joe is a former federal prosecutor. I'm telling you, you need to follow him over on X. Take a look at his website, josephmoreno.com, as well. All sorts of wonderful insight and analysis that I, frankly, I don't know anybody else who can understand a lot of this stuff. And Joe really does break it down for all of us. While you're online, a couple of things you should check out. ToddStarnes.com. Get yourself a copy of Todd's brand new book. It is called Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? And there are folks that are checking out my Facebook page, The Jeff Katz Show, and I appreciate that. Give that a follow. And over on X, it's Jeff Katz Show. And a couple of folks said, are you really going to Australia? Yeah. I, you know what? It's open to everybody. If you want to come with us, because we are going to Australia in November, we're doing a big Jeff Katz trip. You can go to jeffkatztrip.com. Go ahead, check it out. We'd love to have a whole slew of Todd Starnes listeners. Are you kidding me? jeffkatztrip.com. Yeah, I'd appreciate that. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. By the way, I am not. I repeat, I am not wearing one of those tri-cornered hats today. I'm not. Well, I wouldn't be wearing one tomorrow either, but I got to tell you, I might as well be doing that because I'm kind of like Paul Revere today. I really do have a warning for everyone who is a mom, a dad, a grandparent of any sort, comes to us from our friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom. One if by land, two if by sea. Yep. The rather sneaky public school officials are coming. If you have a child in the public school system, you need to know. ADF should be on your speed dial, because if you don't need them today, you might very well need them in the future. That is what has happened to parents in the Madison, Wisconsin Metropolitan School District. That's where taxpayer-funded teachers and administrators conspired to keep parents in the dark about their efforts to encourage first-grade students to consider switching genders. It was an official policy, but as you're going to hear right now, the school district tried to hide it from moms and dads.
To keep parents as in the dark as possible, the policy instructed teachers to file the plan in their own confidential records, not in student records, which parents have a legal right to see. In response to this abuse of power and dereliction of duty by the Madison Public School District, 14 parents, with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, together with lead counsel from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, sued the district to uphold the fundamental rights of parents.
Man, that was in Madison, Wisconsin, but I got to tell you, could happen anywhere. What if a public school official in your town decided that they would get on board, plotting to keep you in the dark about how they're secretly counseling your kids on gender issues? I'd be livid. And why does it matter to you? Because unless you have won the lottery, chances are you really don't have the finances to wage a legal battle to uphold your freedoms and your rights as parents and grandparents. And that's where Alliance Defending Freedom steps in. Please, right now, go to toddstarns.com. Make a generous gift to support ADF. They're getting things done. In fact, they're headed back to the Supreme Court in just 2 weeks. They're battling for another client just like you, but they're not charging a dime for their legal services. Your generous gift will make it possible for ADF to keep standing up for courageous clients all across America. Just click the ADF banner right now at toddstarns.com, or you can phone your most generous gift. Again, do it right now, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. Again, you need to do it today, please. Thank you so much for standing with ADF. They have been doing such great work for such a long time. And I sit here and I think they are, well, they need your help. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. They need your help. They need my help. And there's going to be a point where you might very well need their help. So that's how you do it. ToddStarns.com really is your is the one-stop shop. And I remind you about Todd's latest book. It is called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Our entire program today, sitting in for Todd, has drawn from that. Can America be saved? Are there Americans who don't want it to be saved? How low will the Democrats go to destroy America? There's so much that's connected to this, but your first stop should be getting yourself a copy of that book. I do urge you, I mean, look, you're online anyway. If you don't mind, give me a follow over on Facebook. It's The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook and over on X, Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show over there. And Grace was kind enough to put up a link. You can vote for me as best radio show in Richmond, Virginia. Boy, I would appreciate that as well. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is The Todd Starnes Show.